Driving south from Chicago, it only takes about 25 miles to hit the cornfields. For the next 150 miles to Decatur, it's a sea of yellow corn tassels, a head tall. At night, the central Illinois darkness is broken only by the lights of the corn and soy processing facilities at Archer Daniels Midland Company. At dawn, the truck and rail traffic start rolling in. 80M is one of the largest food processing companies in the world. Its global sales were $62 billion last year. Its headquarters are in Decatur, as well as some of its largest processing facilities. Its operations are so large that to tour all the plants, I had to get in a car.
Yeah, we have an elevator here, and we have a soybean processing facility.
ADM doesn't grow crops like what surrounds its operations in Decatur. It buys and sells crops, wheat, corn, soy, and cocoa, from all over the world. Some of those crops are brought to processing plants, where they're turned into products like high fructose corn syrup, vegetable oil, animal feed, or ethanol. Mike Baroni is a vice president with the company.
This is the center of agriculture, and you know, I joke a little bit by saying it's the center because we're here, but we're here really if you look around. You know, when you drove from Chicago, you saw just some of the most fertile farmland in the world, and corn and soybeans as far as the eye can see.
The company started its first plant in Decatur in 1939. 30 years later, it moved its headquarters to Decatur, too.
We've been here a long time. It's become our home.
ADM has almost 4,500 workers in Decatur. While many work in the processing plant, the company also runs one of the largest private trading floors in the country and does a lot of scientific research. Ryan McGrady is Decatur City Manager.
We have a rich history of industry, and so I think a lot of folks think that we're a dusty old blue-collar industrial city, and it's quite to the contrary.
When you talk about employers in Decatur, three names loom large: ADM, Caterpillar, and Tate & Lyle, the British food giant that bought Decatur's homegrown Staley Company in 1988. But Tate & Lyle recently announced it's moving some operations to the Chicago area. And Caterpillar's employment has been more cyclical. Over the past few years, it has laid off and since rehired hundreds of Decatur workers. ADM's been steady. Last fall, it bought a building in downtown Decatur to consolidate 300 IT, audit, and accounting workers. McGrady says that was a big deal.
First of all, to have that many more people in your central business district is going to be great for commerce. But bigger than that was a sign of ADM's continued commitment to Decatur by buying this building and relocating in our downtown area, especially in this age of downsizing.
The unemployment rate in Decatur has dropped below 9%. McGrady says Decatur sales tax revenues are up 10 to 15% over the past year. That's a faster rate of growth than Illinois as a whole. With job prospects good in Decatur, welding classes are full at Richland Community College. Douglas Brower is a vice president with the college.
Everybody seems to be in more of a hiring mode.
For spring semester, the school started offering welding classes at midnight to accommodate students who are working full-time during the day. Richland Community College is literally in ADM's backyard. When it was built, ADM built a pipeline to the campus to send steam. That's what's powered the college's heating and cooling systems for the past 20 years. I stepped outside with Andy Perry, who also works at Richland.
We are directly north of one of the production facilities for Archer Daniels Midland, or ADM, and we are adjacent by maybe a little bit north and east of Tate & Lyle. So on a given day when some of those production facilities are giving off, you know, steam and other, you know, elements of their production, we can smell their products from here.
Perry says nobody in Decatur minds.
Really, it's the smell of money.
The world's population is expected to reach 6 billion people by 2050. That means the demand for agricultural products, everything ADM produces, is supposed to double. And that can only mean good things for Decatur, which likes to call itself the heart of agribusiness. For Changing Gears, I'm Nyla Boodoo.